Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Collins, and I am so glad that you are here today. This is a live episode, but there's no one on the meeting today. I just wanted to come in today for a quick 5-minute, 10-minute episode, just letting you know that wherever you are listening, wherever you are in your journey with your relationship with alcohol, wherever you feel the shame and the parts of you that you don't want to be brought to light, coming to light, that I understand you. I understand you. I understand where you're coming from and how you're feeling. We may not share the same journey, but those feelings are feelings I completely, wholeheartedly understand. And if you're overwhelmed looking at your relationship with alcohol, if you feel guilty about the way that you drink, if you bury your head in the sand the next day after a weekend of drinking and just keep pretending it's normal because it seems to be what's normal for the people that are around you. But you know deep down, right, in your soul that it's not normal and that what you're doing is not good for you. Just keep trying. Just keep trying. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon, and there is no end result in giving up alcohol and sobriety. I'm going to say that again. There is no end result. There is no finish line. And none of us are going to get to a finish line and say, okay, well, I did that. Now what? Now I'm finished. Like, no, it's a continuous, ever evolving process, and one that I am beyond grateful for today, and one that I believe that every person who seeks sobriety is beyond grateful for once they find it. It takes what it takes for you to get to the end result. I went in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out for a while. And then finally something clicked and I was able to stay sober. And a very dear friend of mine at one point said to me, you know, Brooke, when you've had enough pain, you'll stop. That's when you'll stop, is when you've had enough pain. And I believe that today, that when we've had enough harming ourselves, feeling like shit about ourselves, feeling like we're the only person in the world who's dealing with what we're dealing with because we're too afraid to share that dark side of ourselves to other people, or we're afraid we're going to be judged for being dependent on alcohol or having an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. You know, those are the things that keep us bogged down in this cycle, is the fear of the darkness coming to light, having to be honest with ourselves first and foremost, and then having to be honest with other people in the world. I didn't tell a lot of people about my sobriety at first. And I'm always grateful for the anonymity that the program of AA gave me, because I don't know that I would have been able to do it without keeping myself anonymous for a while I got my bearings. Addiction is a serious disease. It is a disease. And I'm so glad that the rhetoric around it is changing and that people are releasing the stigma and recognizing it and accepting it for what it is. It's a struggle. It's a struggle sometimes for me to not knee-jerk react and want to drink, so I can numb and anesthetize the pain and I don't have to sit in it, in the uncomfortable part. I think a lot of us don't like to be uncomfortable. Our brains are actually wired to get out of discomfort fairly quickly and find a pleasure point. So if you're struggling, if you're in an uncomfortable space, just know that it will pass. It will get easier and it will get better. One thing is for sure, that you need to be true to you and what you're feeling. And I don't care if you're an alcoholic or not. If you just don't like your relationship with alcohol, and deep down in your soul, you know that it's killing you on the inside, then that's reason enough. You don't need people to co-sign on the fact that you're giving up alcohol, or that you're looking at a sober life, or that you want to take this journey. You don't need anybody to co-sign on it. Would be nice to have people support you and a good community of people around you who appreciate you having the courage to stop drinking. In a world where it's so glamorized to get shit-faced and black out and do dumb shit, it's very different and difficult at first to go against the grain and do something that other people aren't doing. But it's worth it if you feel deep down that that's something that you need to do. And nobody can tell you that you need to quit drinking or that your relationship with booze sucks. That's the other thing about it, is you're the only one who can decide for yourself if you have an unhealthy dependency, if you have a toxic relationship with, or if you're full-blown addicted to alcohol. And that's why it gets so tricky, because we as humans love to feel connection, and we love to be a part of things, and we love to feel accepted and understood. It's at the very core of everything we do. And I coach so many women that just can't get past the, they don't understand, but they don't understand. We're not always going to be understood. You come home to yourself when you start understanding yourself and what you need, and then implementing what your intuition and what your gut is telling you to do. So if you're struggling today, you are not alone. There are thousands, millions of women feeling the exact same way that you're feeling today. So make the choice today to take care of you and to be gentle with yourself. We all have regrets. We all have things we could wish we could go back and change and do over. And it's just not the way it works, right? But if you know without a shadow of a doubt that this weekend, this past weekend, you wouldn't have done nearly half of the things that you did if you were sober, and today's a good day to start forgiving yourself for that and say that you're going to look into taking care of yourself and what you need, and not falling into the, I have to be accepted and understood club. easier said than done, I realize, but it is possible to choose yourself and to choose what you need and not need anyone to co-sign on it. It takes courage to do it. So if you're looking for courage or for permission to seek the courage, this is the sign you've been looking for. Start implementing new ways of living and evaluating your relationship with alcohol. I know I'm happy I did. My whole life changed the day that I quit drinking. And it was very ugly and messy and hard at first. But little by little, it got easier. And then the joy that came in and the abundance that I have today is because I made the choice to choose me and not to need anyone to co-sign on me choosing me and making the decision to give up alcohol. There is an easier way to do things. We always overthink things as humans. Always, always, always take something simple and we'll complicate it and convolute it with overthinking. I'm no different. So I just wanted this episode to be a little bit of a reminder, a nudge, a sign if you're looking for it, that you can do hard things and you are worthy of all of the things that you want for yourself and for your life. I said it last night, you're the star of your own life, right? You're the star. No, there is no, you're not the supporting role. You are the star in your own life. And it's very important for us to remember that when we're bogged down with life and life's stuff, being a mom, being a wife, being an employee, being a friend, being a daughter, all of those things. So if you are taking even the smallest, just dipping your baby toe into the next step, trying on a different pair of shoes, dipping your toe in the water, whatever you want to say, the baby step, baby stepping into courage, then I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And if you haven't heard that today, now you have. I'm proud of you and I see you. I see all that you're going through and I am here for you. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Know that anything is possible and you are worth it. So that's all I have today. Until next week, I will hopefully all of you have a great week and I will be on social media on my Instagram account or TikTok, or I'll email my newsletters out, but I will be in touch with my people. And if you are not one of my people, please subscribe to my email list or head on over to Instagram and hit the follow button. I would love to connect with you. I answer all my DMs myself. So go ahead and head over there and I can offer you a little bit more help, hope, and things with a more personal touch. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here today. And thank you for reaching out and letting me know how I can serve all of you better. I appreciate you all. And I am beyond grateful for all of you and your courage in sharing your journeys with me. So have a great week. I will see you guys next Monday.